Joe and I are going to split up the thing. I'm going to give some overview, and then he will finish with more detail on SPP. And Chris already gave you most of what GridLiance is. The key, though, is that we're focused on partnering with co-ops, munis, and joint action agencies in developing transmission. Those entities, which we call public power as a whole, have pretty much been outside the process, and mostly in the FERC-regulated areas because they're not part of FERC regulation. But we're working with them, and we think that's a unique business model that we're having a lot of fun with. Today we're going to talk about competitive transmission processes in MISO and SPP. There is not competition per se in ERCOT right now. The interplay of transmission and generation and transmission planning and other interesting developments that we think you all might be interested in. We recognize there are a lot of gas lawyers here, but we'll try to be entertaining anyway. Most of you probably know, or I hope you know, that ERCOT is most of the state of Texas, and it is not regulated by FERC. Probably the most important thing that ERCOT did, and it makes a huge difference in how transmission is planned and built, is from the beginning it's had what we call postage stamp rates, which means no matter where transmission is built in Texas, the costs are allocated by load ratio share across all of the customers in ERCOT. The issue of who pays and how much is always at the heart of virtually any decision made in the electric utility industry, and ERCOT settled that with respect to transmission. If only the other non-ERCOT RTOs had the same approach, because it makes it very difficult to build transmission when everybody's arguing about who pays and how much.